You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
India has detected two cases of the new COVID variant Omicron in Karnataka. The central government, however, has said that there's no need to panic, but awareness is absolutely essential. It has advised people to follow COVID-appropriate behavior and avoid gatherings. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From the market's concerns about Fed, the latest in travel guidelines, November auto sales and more, I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. Before we discuss more top stories of December 2nd, let's first take a look at the latest on Omicron. The two cases of the new strain were found in two foreign nationals who had arrived in Bengaluru on November 11th and 20th. Both of them have mild symptoms. The health ministry has said that all primary and secondary contacts of both the cases have been traced and they're being tested. Niti Aayog's Dr. V.K. Paul has told CNBC TV 18 that the symptoms, impact and treatment of Omicron are still work in progress and that the entire world is learning with limited knowledge. Meanwhile, Maharashtra has revised quarantine rules after backlash from the center. It has now created another category called the ultra-risk countries for travelers coming from South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Eswatini and Lesotho. Travelers from these countries will be deboarded on priority and sent to 7-day institutional quarantine in view of the new COVID strain. There'll also be an RT-PCR test for these travelers on day 1 of arrival and on the 7th day. If results are negative, then the passenger will undergo 7-day home quarantine, and if the results are positive, then the concerned person will be sent to a dedicated hospital. The Maharashtra government had earlier mandated quarantine for travelers arriving in the state from all at-risk countries. Meanwhile, experts don't see huge upside from the new travel guidelines. Amira Shah, the promoter and managing director at Metropolis Healthcare, believes that clarity on Omicron will emerge in another few weeks. According to her, the current testing kits which are in use might become irrelevant as it might fail to find the S gene to detect the Omicron variant. Unfortunately, it means a higher number of false negatives in the short run till potential chemical kits will be ready to find it more accurately. Moving on, here's how the market fared today. The share market surged in the last hour of trading today to close at day's high and up over 1% after a flat start. Gains in IT, media and metal stocks drove the indices higher. The 30 script Sensex once again closed above the 58,000 level for the first time after a week. It rose 700 points to close at 58,460, whereas the Nifty 50 index also surged over 230 points to end at 17,400. Auto stocks were in focus today as the November auto sales indicate a mixed trend for the sector. Shares of Bajaj Auto ended more than 2% higher, whereas M&M and Hero MotoCorp closed over 1% higher. Eicher Motors, Tata Motors and Maruti Suzuki shares gained almost 0.5%. Hero MotoCorp shares, however, have now entered the bear market territory with a decline of 21% since the start of 2021. It is also the worst performer in the Nifty for the year. Well, two-wheeler companies in general have been struggling, but Hero's problem has been aggravated because it has the largest presence in the rural market. Unseasonal rains have hurt farm income and thereby demand for Hero's products. Peers Bajaj Auto and TVS are slightly better placed since they have exports to boost the overall sales numbers. But the domestic picture is pretty bleak for all two-wheeler players for now. Meanwhile, India's largest car maker, Maruti Suzuki, has decided to again increase the prices of its vehicles starting January 2022 onwards. This is the fourth price hike that the car maker has announced in the past 1 year. Earlier in an interview, Shashank Srivastav, the senior executive director, marketing and sales of Maruti Suzuki, had said that the company has not passed on the entire cost increase to consumers despite three price hikes this year. Moving on, Anand Rathi Wealth's IPO opened for subscription today. The issue was subscribed more than 60% at the time of recording this podcast. The Mumbai-based financial services firm's IPO is entirely an offer for sale of 1.2 crore shares. Through the offer, the company aims to raise 660 crore rupees. Moving on, petrol has gotten cheaper in Delhi after the Delhi government reduced the value-added tax. The fuel rates, however, remained unchanged in other cities. The Delhi government reduced the VAT on petrol to 19.40% from 30%, bringing down the price of the fuel in the city by about 8 rupees a litre. Accordingly, the petrol price in Delhi now stands at 95.41 rupees per litre. Next up, Delhi has closed all schools in the city from December 3rd until further orders due to the current air pollution levels. The move comes after the Supreme Court came down heavily on the centre as well as the Delhi government over rising pollution levels. The court also questioned the reopening of schools in the national capital. The top court has given a day's time to both centre and Delhi to come up with a serious plan for the implementation of measures to control air pollution. The court has warned that if they fail to take measures, then the court will pass an order. Next up, Gujarat has now become the country's leading manufacturing hub, as RBI data shows it has overtaken Maharashtra. Gujarat saw its gross value addition in manufacturing grow by around 16% annually between FY12 to FY20 to stand at 5.11 lakh crore rupees. The GVA is an economic metric that measures the supply of goods and services in an economy. At the same time, Maharashtra's annual growth rate stood at nearly half of Gujarat's at 7.5% for the same period, and its GVA for manufacturing stood at 4.34 lakh crore in FY20. Lastly, you'll soon be able to book Uber rides via WhatsApp. Uber Technologies Limited has announced that it would roll out a feature that will allow users in India to book rides via messaging services WhatsApp. This move could help Uber tap into more than 500 million user base of Meta Platforms owned WhatsApp in India. According to Uber, riders will no longer need to download or use the Uber app. Everything from user registration, booking a ride, and getting a trip receipt will be managed within the WhatsApp chat interface. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories of the day. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.